WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
91.9 in Harrisonburg's 95.1 Temper Trap with Conditions. I finally saw 500 Days of Summer last night, and I had no idea that song was used so much in it. But wow, what a great movie. Programming on WNRN this hour is being supported by Finch. With preppy to vintage, mainstream to modern clothing and accessories for women and men, Finch is open 7 days a week at 1501 University Avenue and validates parking in the lot beside the store. You can fly into Finch for your entire cold weather wardrobe. More is at flyfinch.com. And by Sticks Kebab Shop, offering a variety of kebabs and a flatbread sandwich or over salad or basmati rice. For quick lunchtime takeout or relaxed dinner on the patio, weather permitting, it's Sticks Kebab Shop in the Preston Plaza Shopping Center near Integral Yoga and in the Giant Shopping Center on Pantops, open 7 days a week. Plus, it's Sticks in Richmond on West Broad Street at Willow Lawn Drive. Support all day from ACAC, reminding you that exercise can be your best medicine. You can ask your doctor about the ACAC physician-referred exercise program known as PrEP. For 60 days, PrEP participants meet in small group settings with ACAC medical fitness professionals twice per week and enjoy full use of ACAC. For more information about the PrEP program, ACAC.com, or you can ask your doctor. Well, it is a true delight and even more so an honor to have Chris, Paul, Noam, Chris, and Gabe here. Ladies and gentlemen, the Punch Brothers, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am on cloud nine. The fact that you guys woke up early and are ready to get on the air with us at 11 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. And, of course, you're playing the Jefferson Theater tonight. You guys are known far and wide just for your musical excellenceness. Is that a word? That is now.
Excellenceness.
Yes. Making up words on a Tuesday morning.
That'll be on the back of the new record.
Well, with the five musicians that are at the pinnacle of musicianship, is it hard to build the musical layers that blend so well on your records and, of course, on your live shows?
Well, thank you for saying that they blend so well, those layers. We certainly work really, really hard on that kind of thing, on sort of weaving everything together as tightly as possible and then throwing it hard.
Well, is it hard to get the five different mindsets into the musical integration process?
Not really, actually.
No, it's pretty natural.
Yeah.
All told. Yeah, I mean, we just hang out at one of our apartments in Brooklyn, or Gabe here on the fiddle. He still lives in Manhattan. We hang out. We have coffee. At a certain point, it switches to cocktails. And
just kind of throw things out and see how they stick. And
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into each of these songs.
Well, with besides just, of course, bluegrass and folk being a part of the Punch Brothers sound, classical weaves its way in so much. What are some of the composers that you draw inspiration from, or you look to just hear, man, if I can blend a little bit of that sound or this sound into the Punch Brothers sound?
I think there's a, if you think of it less in terms of blending this into that, mm-hmm. you'll have something nearer the truth. Certainly we listen to a lot of everything, and what people refer to as classical music is no stranger to any of our iPods, but I think we're actually looking more for the similarities between things than the differences, and it's less a, oh, wouldn't it be fun to mix this Bartok concept with this fiddle tune over here. It's really not that. It's that what makes those two things similar already. They're already mixed. They were never separated.
Right.
There's no mixing going on. It's the same exact thing. And a great symphony is more like a great pop song than it is like a bad symphony.
Oh, that's awesome. So when you hear a concerto, but you're also listening to like contemporary things, whether it be really bad top 40 pop or just, you know, current rock and stuff like that. You're actually hearing, wow, this came from Bach. This came out of Mozart, or even
a more basic than that. It's the same 12 notes, more or less.
Yeah.
And it's how did you put them together? How did that Swedish songwriting team put them together for Toxic, which kills? And how did Bach put them together for the double violin concerto, which also kills?
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. Well, some people unfortunately may not be exposed to the Punch Brothers, so let's give them a little bit of taste this morning. What are you going to play for us?
Well, we're going to play a bunch of new material for you from our new record, which is we're very excited about. We'll start with a song that we wrote called Rye Whiskey.
Thank you.
whiskey makes the band sound better, makes your baby cuter, makes yourself taste sweeter. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes your heart beat louder, makes your bones seem softer, makes the back room hotter. Oh, rye thoughts aren't good thoughts, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I... Have I ever told you about the time I... quickly held my baby tightly. Oh boy, rye whiskey makes the sun set faster, makes the spirit more willing, but the body weaker, because rye sleep isn't good sleep, boys. Have I ever told you about the time I took it and took her for granted? How I took it and took her grand hill. So let's take some, take them all for
WNRN. That's a great way to spend the morning. The Punch Brothers live in studio. Brand new song, Rye Whiskey. Wow.
Rye Whiskey.
A little bit more up-tempo than the stuff we heard on the album Punch. And it's, you know, not that the stuff in Punch isn't great. It's awesome for what it is. But wow, that's a rockin' little gem.
Yeah, thanks. Rockin' little gem. We're going to use that, too, on the back of the record. Yeah, we're really excited about this new record. Can we say what it's called?
Please.
Can we? We're not sure if we can say what it's called.
FCC. We decided to go with a real hard-edged title.
Okay.
What kind of money do you guys have to pay in fines here today?
Oh, no. Yeah, no,
we
can't do
that.
$250,000.
No. Okay. Well, that's what we're making tonight. So, no, we're actually calling our new record Anti-Fogmatic.
Anti-Fogmatic.
Which I think you could say on air.
We can say that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We could say that, yeah.
But Anti-Fogmatic... for those not in the know, is a it would be a bracing beverage, generally rum or whiskey, that one would have in the morning before going out to work in rough weather to stave off
little hair
any
of the dog
ill effects.
Yeah,
and there's been plenty of rough weather.
That's true.
Lately, so people need a little Punch Brothers brand Fogmatic, Anti-Fogmatic, I think.
Oh. When can we expect the new album out? Do you have a timeline?
I think we're thinking mid, late May, something like that.
We actually did get some more specific information finally.
We
heard yesterday that our record will be coming out on a Tuesday.
Oh, very good. That's a good day, yeah.
Mark your calendars.
Yeah. Yeah, every last bit of it.
Well, of course, mid-May is a perfect timeline for you guys. You've been announced that you're playing Bonnaroo 2010. Chris, you've been there before, of course.
Yeah.
And Bonnaroo just is... a gigantic affair, as you well know, but it also brings a wide array of possible new fans. What do you guys expect going into the show?
difficult to say. Yeah. Difficult to say. You know, you hope for a decent slot.
Right.
You know, for us actually, an earlier slot works well. You know, you don't want to be up against, you know, Radiohead or something like
right,
that.
Right, right, right.
You know, you're on the little tent and you're in the little tent and Radiohead's on, you know, on the big stage or something. It would be rough.
Well, I remember a few years back, you were there, of course, with your previous group, Nickel Creek, and I was back in the media tent, and people were just buzzing around, did you see them play Toxic? Oh my gosh, it was the sickest thing ever, it was wild! And everyone was a buzz that year. And, you know, you guys are, of course, known for your Radiohead covers and the like. Do you have anything up your sleeve, either for the show tonight at the Jefferson, or are you already thinking down the road for Bonnaroo?
Oh yeah, I mean, we'll definitely be launching into some covers tonight, that's
nice.
All. In fact, we'll maybe even close this little set here with a cover.
Ooh.
A new cover, but yeah, it's fun to do that. I think it serves as a nice there's the old our buddy was once playing a show doing a bunch of new material and he heard someone yell out from the crowd, play something I know so I can tell if you're any good.
What a weird thing
and,
to say.
And so, and you kind of, I mean, yes, that's an extreme opinion to voice, but I think in a way it does help.
Yeah.
Like if a lot of people know a song, you can play something and it serves as a translator.
It does.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of a cover, but especially when you can make it your own, and you guys certainly do that each and every time you take on another artist's work.
Well,
so congratulations for that. But you've certainly wet our whistle, as it were, with Rye Whiskey. Do you have another new tune you can share with
indeed.
Us this morning? Awesome.
Indeed. We're gonna play a song for you now, another one of ours called from the new record called Alex.
Alex, all right.
Yes, this song is Half True. Here we go. Alex, short and sweet. Leave your boyfriend at home and the drinks are on me next week. Seems like a real good
short and sweet. It's a downside, better than long and bitter, don't you think? Keep your feet well and your eyes dry.
Late for work on WNRN with the Punch Brothers live in studio. Again, the song is called Alex. We're going to take a quick pause for some underwriting mentions. Wow, that's hard to follow up. Programming on WNRN this hour is coming to you with the support of Finch, as well as Sticks Kebab Shop, featuring kebabs such as the chili spiked beef sirloin and a grilled flatbread sandwich over basmati rice or fresh salad. Sticks also features homemade hummus, fresh squeezed limeade, and a variety of cold imports and microbrews. That's Sticks Kebab Shop in the Preston Plaza, in front of the Outback Lodge, in the Giant Shopping Center on Pantops, plus West Broad Street at Willowlawn Drive, Richmond. Support all day from Angelo Contemporary Jewelry Gallery on the Downtown Mall, Charlottesville. Angelo exhibits over 35 nationally known American jewelry artists, including designs by Lee Angelo Marcini. At Angelo, you'll find unique jewelry for any occasion. Custom designs are available to by appointment. That's Angelo on the Downtown Mall. More is at angelojewelry.com. And by musictoday.com, providing merch for hundreds of athletes and artists, including gear from the Rolling Stones, Ben Harper, Led Zeppelin, Tim Reynolds, Sonic Youth, Amy Mann, the White Stripes, Flight of the Conchords, and many more. You can also score local show tickets for events at the Pavilion, the Jefferson, and other venues, too. It's all at musictoday.com. I'm Tad Abbey, and it's nice to have you here on this very special morning when we have the Punch Brothers here. The Marcus Tiger Fuel forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. Partly sunny skies. There is a very slight chance of snow today in the valley. Highs 33 to 38, 40 to 45 in Richmond. Cloudy, a very slight chance of snow in the valley again tonight. Lows 20 to 25, 15 to 20 is the low in the valley. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs 35 to 40. Look for highs again, 40 to 45 in Richmond. Right now in the valley, it's 29 being reported in Lynchburg, 32 in Richmond, and in Charlottesville, 34 degrees, sunshine everywhere. And again, we are joined by the Punch Brothers here in the studio. From what we're hearing from this new album already, it's just blowing my mind.
So we're giving you a little Let It Snow there.
Let
It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
No.
To you by...
We don't want that.
Punch Brothers.
Oh, please. We've been so...
No more snow?
No more snow, dude.
Had enough at this point?
I'm from New York, and I moved down to the South to get away from this, and this is just awful. People ask me, you know, don't you miss the snow? Yeah. You've lived with it now for 3 months. How do you loving it, huh?
Right. That's true. We heard big blizzard and then another one on top of it, and it's all still here, and it's still snowing.
Yeah.
And
it's pretty much disgusting. Yeah.
We got our fill in New York about a week ago.
Yeah, I saw on the news it was like a whiteout condition in Manhattan. That was just
It was pretty intense, but what was left was nowhere near what you guys were sporting. So well done.
Woo! Yay! We got that going.
You tried very hard. We were trying.
Yeah, and succeeded.
Well, you guys have kept the new music under wraps very well, and so much so that I couldn't, you know, review it to ask you questions about it, so kudos to that. So I got to talk to you about the old album. Chris, of course, you're the primary primary songwriter on Punch, and it's no big secret that the four-part opus, The Blind Leaving the Blind, is about you overcoming divorce and marriage and everything that goes with that.
Yes, I overcame marriage.
Well, you know, it's
something a lot of people can relate to at this point. Yeah.
So,
marriage's mortality rate is high.
My wife's going to kill me. Anywho, many people believe that, you know, just writing about bad experiences, even if whether it's love lost or just, you know, loss of a family member, et cetera, et cetera, writing is very cathartic, and it helps you move on. Was that the part of the process for you?
I think so, yeah. I think I was actually really... I was kind of excited to have something real to write about. Like,
wow.
I've been sort of making... It's a funny thing. I think when things are going really well, it stays the artistic impulse to a certain extent, just because things are great. Why would you do anything else?
Right, right.
It's like things are working well. It doesn't, you know. I tend to get in a little bit more. I guess I start to write more technically.
Yeah.
When I'm happy. And I work on my musicianship, and I work on understanding music better and things like that. And then something bad happens, and then I start sort of spewing it all out.
Well, it's interesting that you say that you longed for for a event of this caliber to happen.
Yeah.
Because your first album, you know, your solo album came out when you were in your teens still.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people think, well, how does somebody in their teens write about love and romance and yada, yada, yada when they haven't experienced life yet?
Yeah.
Now that you're, you know, in your mid-20s, do you look back on your songwriting process and think, how did I do that? Or
I don't think I actually did. I think it was a fairly thinly... I don't know. Those songs are sort of thinly veiled student pieces.
Well, it's wonderful music nonetheless. You're all just such talented musicians. Of course, Chris Eldridge, your dad, Ben, in the Seldom Scene, people may not know, but I've always longed that my family, love my family, but not a musical family. For you, growing up in such a musical environment, what was the first time that you started take lessons and get trained?
Well, first of all, I wanted to get as far away from bluegrass as I possibly could.
Accomplished.
Yeah, because my mom was a banjo player too, and yeah, but I don't know, just growing up, like, you know, immersed in music the way I was lucky enough to be, it was, I don't know, it was just a very natural thing to have in my life. And
yeah,
at some point it was obvious that, you know, I would have to pick something up, not because they wanted me to, but just
right,
because, like, that's what you do. You play music. And so,
well, you were surrounded by music, of course, you know, and your parents probably were in the house practicing, what, all the time?
No, not them.
Oh, really?
They never really play. Every now and then, like, you know, late at night, if there's wine flowing, they'll get the instruments out.
Nice.
But, no, I mean, yeah, it was just, it was just the fact that it was always around, though, mm-hmm, like just made it, it was just the most natural thing. Like,
yeah,
if there's nothing else going on, like, for me, I was like, well, might as well play some guitar.
So how old were you when you picked it up?
I was 10.
10 years old. Oh.
Yeah.
If, you know, it's one of those things, you know, if we could just turn back time. Mom said, follow your piano lessons, take guitar, and I didn't, and... You guys are the rock stars. All right.
Oh, no.
Enough of me yapping. How about another one, fellas?
All right. Sure. Here's the last offering from the new record today. But we'll do lots more of it tonight at the show. This is called This Is the Song. It's another new one.
This is the song where I listen. This is the song where I sit still. I called the dogs off all the things I'm missing, and to everyone but you before I set sail. I said good luck, good luck, good luck. These are tough times, we'll get by. Good luck. This is the song where you speak up. This is the song where you get moving. You cried some trouble out into a teacup, and to me, but no one else before you. You said good luck, good luck, good luck. These are tough times, we'll get by. Good luck. ashore in front of our apartment. I watched you comb the stoop for shards of porcelain. Satisfied that there were none, you broke the silence. And after this, I promise not to interrupt again. 'Cause this is the song where I listen. This is the song where I sit still. Until our heartbeats drown out the clock ticking. And the song's just I love you and always will. Good love. Tough times, but we'll get by. Good luck, these are tough times, but we'll get by. Good luck, these are tough times, but we'll get by.
WNRN, the Punch Brothers, live in studio. Absolutely fantastic. I'm just blown away by listening to you guys. Not only just the instrumentation harmonies, your vocal harmonies are remarkable, and just such descriptive lyrics as well that go along with the music fits just beautifully.
Thank you very much.
I can't wait for the new album, I gotta tell you. That Tuesday can't come fast enough, seriously. As of, you know, 2008 is when Punch came out. Has it been a bit tiring to, you know, play the same material for a couple of years now?
Well, you know, we still enjoy playing the previous material, but
one nice thing about it is it was so challenging for us. Like, you know, the big long piece in particular, there was always... It could always keep getting better, you know, and I think it's still getting better. Like, I feel the way that we, for instance, we played it two nights ago and listened back in the, we sort of, you know, give ourselves notes in the van on the way to the next gig. We listen to the last show and try and learn from it and so that every show is better than the last one.
Very nice.
It doesn't always work that way, but that's
but
the
we try.
Yeah. We try. But we heard the third movement of The Blind Leaving the Blind in the van the other day, and I thought we'd possibly not played it quite that well before, and that's exciting to hear, and it kind of gives you a reason to keep playing that old material, and even the record before Punch, like that stuff keeps getting more and more natural.
Yeah.
So I think it's not really. It's just that you want a balance. You want some brand new stuff to be working on, and I think that's what we're having so much fun on stage right now. And like rotating the covers so that we're not doing the covers we were doing 2 years ago or a year ago. You know,
that
things are always new and exciting, and giving a reason for people to see us again and again and tell their friends and have a good time.
Well, it doesn't just make it new for the audience, but of course, obviously, as you're saying, it keeps it fresh for you. For people that don't know, The Blind Leaving the Blind, again, is a four-piece opus that's part of the album Punch. It came out in 2008. And you guys premiered it at Carnegie Hall's Zanken Hall. Now, to premiere a piece like that in such a prestigious environment as Carnegie Hall, was it a bit nerve-wracking, to say the least?
I couldn't feel my legs for the first half of the show. And so it was, at first it was a little nerve-wracking, but after a few songs in, you kind of just realized that nobody was there rooting for you to fail.
Right.
Except I had some family there. but it was, we were amongst friends, and it was a beautiful space, and it was an honor to get to play the new music there. So it was just, there was nothing to worry about after a little while, and just kind of all could relax.
Well, it's easy to see that the five of you definitely have a brotherhood developed and a strong friendship, and in some ways, you are a family. And sitting there on the stage, it must seem comforting to just be with your fellow musician, saying, you know what, I know I can count on him to help pull me through.
That's a very good point. The nice thing about being in a band with musicians like this is you can suck,
yeah,
and chances are someone's not sucking at the same time.
Right.
And so the show, therefore, is not completely sucking.
Yeah, like any good sports team, you know, you can always count on somebody else to pick up the ball and run with it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you guys definitely, you know, I know there's big competition on the boob tube tonight. You know, you got the men's short program on the Winter Olympics and, of course, lost. But set your DVRs, get your cabin fever butt out the door, and get yourself to the Jefferson Theater tonight to experience music at its best. Punch Brothers tonight. And you guys have been teasing
us. We also
us.
Have the fantastic Christina Corden opening up for us.
Yeah, yeah. She's coming by later today, isn't she? Yes, she is. She's going
to
come by with Melissa Good later on this afternoon.
So it's going to be a real big show.
Very good, Ed. All right, so you guys have been teasing us with another cover.
That's right.
I'm interested to hear what it's going to be.
Excellent. So we're gonna leave you with a Stroke song called Reptilia. This is from Room on Fire. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so very much, gentlemen.
All right, we'll see you tonight.
Straight. Late for work on WNRN, taking garage rock and making an acoustic blend that only they can. The Punch Brothers, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys very much.
Thank you for having us.
Outstanding.